listener production.
Hey, it's Amy Ross with you. Police will pull resources from regional Victoria ahead of major protests planned for Monday. Pro-Palestine groups will block the Port of Melbourne, major roads and train stations around Melbourne. It's over businesses who are supporting Israel to aid their fight in Gaza. In Victoria's High Country, a dog has miraculously survived a 15-metre fall down a mineshaft. It took 12 hours to rescue Roxy the Beagle, who became stuck on a bushwalk with her owners. The Premier's tweet earlier this week has derailed. Jacinta Allen used the choo-choo line from The Simpsons, spruiking 1 year since regional train fares were capped, but commuters have labelled it childish and embarrassing. And check with your local Agriculture Victoria biosecurity officer before purchasing grain and fodder from interstate. That's their warning as they remind livestock producers around Gippsland and the Goulburn Valley to adhere to biosecurity laws. Grains industry biosecurity officer Jim Moran says worst case, weeds, pests and diseases could hit your property.
We want to prevent the spread onto people's farms initially and then prevent a wider spread throughout the state, because these diseases and pests are quite damaging to agriculture, and so the best method is prevention.
Taking a look at some local sport now, a chance for Rochester to try and topple ladder leaders Echuca on percentage this weekend in the Goulburn Valley League. They're up against Kyabram tomorrow night. Another night game too, with United facing Shepparton. Maroopna host Benalla, Mansfield's up against the Swans, and Yarrowa home to Tatura, all from 2 p.m. And plenty happening in the Gippsland Netball League tomorrow. Warragul are closing in on Traralgon's lead on the ladder. They'll play Sale out east. Elsewhere, we've got Druin taking on Mafra, and a relatively even clash with Bairnsdale up against Morwell.